It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Show me the old muscle pull.
Oh, no.
This is a CBS News special report. Here is the answer to last night's riddle. May is the shortest month because it only has three letters. This has been a CBS News special report. We now return you to the CBS Olympic preview, Countdown to Berlin, already in progress.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Buzz and I were talking about eating the good food we ate today, and it was good food.
Yes,
it was yummy, yummy, delicious, great stuff. But we are both dragging our ass because we normally don't eat like that.
You look 6 inches shorter than you normally do.
I have my little schedule, and I actually eat my lunch, and then I had extra, like, 20.
People.
If it's Weight Watchers, I had Katie just figure it out for me. Carla, I'm very sorry. I ate an extra 20 points today.
Oops. Where's that slide? Was
that's for anybody that might be trying the Weight Watchers program. Like I've tried it for a year and a half, and might be cheating a little bit, like I've been doing for the last year and a half. And
right.
Oh man, hold on. There we are.
Better? How many points you get in a day?
31.
Because I know it like body type and your gender.
I blew
will determine
it out of the water with the Chipotle.
Wow.
I think, you know, really, you know what I'm supposed to do right now? Probably go home.
Purge.
And my dinner will be a treadmill. That's a treadmill or an elliptical. That's
you
what my dinner
You need negative calories for dinner this
Hey,
evening.
I want to try this tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open the mailbag up tomorrow. We don't do this very often.
Oh,
this
excellent.
Is for people that don't like to call on the telly. And Buzz gets a lot of IMs.
Yes.
And we're going to get emails on the air tomorrow.
Ah.
So be aware of that. Send your emails to omara@wjfkfm.com. And we'll spend a good chunk of time answering your mail tomorrow. Also on the program, legendary dude himself, the tongue, the womanizer, Gene Simmons.
And his pants.
Gene Simmons is going to be on the show. And we got a real show tomorrow. Jimmy Johnson, number 48.
Whoa.
Number four in the points race. Wait a minute. I think he's higher than that now, isn't he?
That's this show?
Yeah, Jimmy
am.
Johnson's going to
wow.
be on. And so all you NASCAR people, we might let you call in and talk to him, too. Because I don't follow NASCAR like I should. But we'll be chatting with Jimmy Johnson and find out how his career is going.
Good.
Pretty damn well, if you ask me.
Yeah, I would guess so.
All right, gentlemen, I wanted to talk about this at the beginning of the show. And we're going to be chatting with Terry Runnels, who's giving her house away in a minute here.
Right.
Computers. How long, in your opinion, should you have a computer before you ditch it? And can you conceivably, I guess I've heard if you're a nerd guy and you're able to like to modify your own computer,
right.
you can keep it forever and just like a jet, you can add on different,
yes.
you can rebuild it all the time, right?
Brad, my buddy Brad, whose name comes up more and more frequently on this program.
That's Brad's sound effect.
That is. It's
Hi, Brad. 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 Big Man Club Brad. There we go.
He's a software engineer and a brilliant computer guy. Uh-huh. He says usually 3 to 4 years.
Ooh, I'm overdue.
I never get past two. My computers never live more than 2 years.
I was thinking
like
the same
Mike's
thing.
Fish.
I've got this I've got this program, and I don't think any of them are living anymore.
Yeah, see, like my computers.
I avoid the fish tank in my house like the plague.
Oh, you're changing the way you walk around your house now?
I swear to God.
Oh, that's sad.
He's rerouted.
I got the automatic fish food feeder thing.
Is it named Carla?
No, she doesn't do it anymore. Uh-huh. We have a machine that does it. I think there are two fish out of the original, like, 15.
Is the machine still feeding the same amount every day for the two fish?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to kill them, Mike.
I swear to God.
That's over terrible. Their. That's over their points.
It's very sad. It's
fish watchers.
This is the point. I'll just pour in a little Chipotle burrito bowl right in there and see how the fish do. But I think I'm well over 5-6 years with mine. Is it time?
Yeah, I think you're well overdue.
It wouldn't kill you.
Time
now,
to jettison it.
You don't need to replace everything. Your monitor is still good, and that's
monitor's very good. The keyboard's very good too.
You'll need a new. And you know, what Brad said is you can buy everything you need online. You go on, and I won't mention the company name, but you can find a reputable company.
Sam's. Sam's Computers.
That's a good one.
I don't like that name.
Oh, it's too bad.
How about Kirkland?
Kirkland. Do they make them? Do
Kirkland
they have the Kirkland?
Computers. What Brad said to do is go to a reputable company.
What's that soda name you used to sell at Cragmont?
Cragmont is
I want a Cragmont computer.
Scotch
That's what I'm looking for.
You All go right. in, a Bel Air, and you just plug in what you need, and they'll basically build one for you.
I just don't want to spend money. I'm taking my kids to New York this weekend.
I know.
Well, and I lost money in Atlantic City. It's drying up. And did Chad Dukes in that promo say he wants this job?
I think that's what you heard
Just
him
lighten
say.
Up, Chad, all right? Come on. You're doing fine where you are.
He's
for
young and hungry.
Oscar and Chad will be here on BYOB Friday. We're replacing Robert the Mail. mailman He's with our good friends Big O and Dukes. They'll be here on Friday.
Going to kill you and take your job.
All right, you ready to talk a little WWE, please. A little beautiful lady? Let's get this lady right on. Now, the reason she was delayed, at least that's what Beth Ann said. Terry, Beth Ann explained to me you might have had a little fender bender. Is that what happened?
Ooh, fender bender.
Are you okay, baby? Are you all right?
I am good, other than a little bump in the booty. I'm good.
Now, what happened? You know, I can relate to this because was it last week on the show before I came in? Yeah, it was like Friday or Thursday.
It was Friday.
You got a little bump in the
booty. I had a rear ender also. Did you have a rear ender, Terry?
I'm going to tell you, I actually a favor for a friend of mine who does great things for me all the time, and she asked me to take her child. And she had a meeting to go to, and so I have a baby in my car, which I haven't had because my daughter is now 14 years old.
Right. You mean you have a baby in the car? You didn't have a baby in the car?
No, exactly. Right.
No,
thank you very
much.
I just wanted to make sure that we knew what was going on. So what happened with your accident, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, there was just a little bump in the booty, and it scared me and the baby, and, you know, we had to exchange information, but all is well, and... so here we are.
Well, at least you get to keep the foot.
You're going to love this. I'm just picking up my child from drama camp.
Oh, that was going to be one of my questions. Yeah, I didn't know whether you were.
Drama camp.
Hey,
wonderful.
My kid. Hey, Terry, I swear to God, my daughter 2 years ago went to drama camp.
Keep a kid in theater. That's what I
said. No, drama camp. And she was in a play. And is it the deal where they go to drama camp and then at the end of the season or the session or whatever, they put on a little play?
Exactly.
And I love that.
This is like all the drama I need for the day. But yeah. so I'm picking her up. I just said to her, Pumpkin, take the baby, let him go out and look at the flowers, the grass, the plants, the trees. I have an interview to do, so I'm standing outside the theater while my 14-year-old is playing babysitter to the year-and-a-half-old.
Well, you know what? There are many. You know what? Then I'm giving you extra points to plug away your house giveaway because you know what? You're very responsible
to
call our show even after a car accident. Terry, or as you're known to thousands, hundreds of thousands of WWE fans, Marlena. You're not Marlena anymore.
No, they know me more as Terry, probably.
And are you married currently? Is there a Mr. Terry that's running around?
There's not. I actually have a very amicable divorce from my child's father in 1999.
Uh-huh. Would that mean that you are now single by any chance?
I am single.
Ah, yeah, baby.
The father of my child is the son of the great American dream, Dustin Rhodes, which most wrestling fans know.
Oh, okay.
And so that's where my child gets her height from, thank God, because I'm such a puny little... pipsqueak. I'm only 5 feet tall.
Are you really only 5 feet?
Wow, you look 100.
I'm 5 feet nothing.
I was actually, you know, as I must tell you, before this interview today, I was drooling over the internet at some of the fabulous photos of you and boy, let me tell you, you can find pictures of lovely Terry on the internet. As a matter of fact, we've got some of those photos at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on the show. Now I have the marital status. I only wish you were here in person for obvious reasons.
You're very kind. I appreciate the kudos and the compliments.
Now a lot of people. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I was just going to say, I really appreciate the time to actually talk about what I'm doing because it's something that I have been very honest and candid in saying that it will not only help my family, but I couldn't sleep at night if it didn't help somebody else's family. So it feels good to me that the home giveaway is something that, you know, whomever wins will own the new home, $100,000, and they can either sell it, they can keep it, they can rent it, whatever they want to do with it. But what I really want to see happen is that person and many others, you know, kind of like the old movie Pay It Forward.
Yeah,
that's really what I want to see people do and think about how they want to help each other, the country, the nation, the world, and just do good things for other people.
I should point out, for those of you that just tuned in, we were talking about it before, but Terry, what she is doing, Terry Reynolds, is giving away her Gainesville, Florida house in a contest. It's called Make the World Right, and that's not R-I-G-H-T, that's W-R-I-T-E, because to enter the contest, participants must have an essay explaining how they would change the world for the better. Now, let me get the crap out of the way, Terry, right away, because because I mean, whenever you have people speculating on the internet, you know, you get all the people that say there's a $200 entry fee.
Right.
Now, I would assume, I would assume that this would be going towards the, because they get the house and also $100,000 on top of it. Is that right?
Right. And this is what's really interesting. I've only had a few naysayers, and the naysayers say this. Oh, well, I bet Dustin bought the house for you, so you're going to pocket $1 million. You know, nobody knows my circumstance, my situation. Nobody knows, you know, who did what. I don't ever speak about my ex-husband and father of my child, but I can tell you this, that he did not put one penny toward my house.
Okay.
And what I would love to do is to be able to, number one, be able to have this be a successful contest, be able to purchase another home to do this annually, and also be able to put the money toward what I would like to see happen to make the world a better place. And it has to do with horses and needy children, abused children, children that need some focus in life. My child's passion is horses, and so I'm kind of taking something that she loves and using that to, I mean, it's been done before.
Right.
There are places that, you know, have stables that host children that have either been
abused. So you're saying if this thing gets bigger and bigger, you want to do it annually, you maybe want to turn this into a little ranch, finance that. And, that kind of answers my question. One of the naysayers, the only way, the negative I see in this, Terry, is if you
don't. They think I'm going to pocket it and run away.
If you don't give away the house. That's when they say, you know, you collect the entry fee and you run away, and that'll be easy enough to hunt you down. And I know you're probably not going to do that.
I was going to say, all you have to do is, you know, look for me left or right. You'll find me, and you'll be able to make sure that the house was given away. What we've actually done, I don't even know if my manager has posted this yet, but this may be an exclusive for you guys. We are extending the contest because there was a huge glitch with PayPal in that they were still charging old customers the fee for my old website and not being able to charge the people for the essay.
Oh, okay.
And so that glitch just got fixed.
So how long is it going to go on? How long will people have to enter this?
I'm going to end it on my birthday, October 5th, and we're going to award it on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Now, I saw pictures of the house, and Rob, you had a question for Terry.
Yeah, I have two questions that have to do with the giveaway. One is there a limit to how many entries you will accept?
You know, right now I haven't put a limit on it. The minimum is 5,000. The judges would probably hate me if I let it go much over 5,000.
When you say 5,000 bucks?
5,000 entries.
Oh, 5,000 entries total.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and what's going to happen is, and they've asked me not to
do the math on that.
Their names. They've asked me not to release their names, and I respect that. But what's going to happen is, at the end of the contest, they'll give me a list of finalists, which will be 10 final essays, and then I will be the final judge.
Forgive me, Mike. A million.
$1 million.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a million. Hey, you know what? Let me tell you.
And
the other question,
Terry, I just want to say, when you're explaining yourself with this, look, the bottom line is, if you're legitimately giving away the house, the house, obviously, you tried to sell it. It's not selling. You want to sell your house.
The market sucks.
Look, you are doing, you're getting it done, and it's a creative way, and I have no issue with this whatsoever.
I think it's a cool idea.
Wait, guys.
Okay, we're listening. Yes, go ahead. You are a chatty Kathy.
It would not feel good to me.
Go ahead.
It wouldn't feel good to me if I just was serving my own purpose. I mean, I guess I could do that, and other people have done that, which is where I got the idea to do it in the first place. Another lady had done this whole essay contest idea, and her idea was to write an essay about your pet, and, you know, that's how you won the house. But it would feel wrong to me if that's all I did was serve myself or my family.
I understand, and you've said that, and you've covered that. So I think we're fine with that.
That's what matters to me.
And I know that, you know, people, look, they're always going to be haters. There are going to be people that, and hell, I'm a hater most of the time. You know, they're haters. Don't hate the player. Hate the player, hater. Rob, you have another question
for Terry. And the other follow-up question I have is, let's say the market was better, not zooming, but just suitable. What's the fair market value of the house?
It's around 4,000. I'm sorry. 400,000. 400,000,
okay,
not 4,000.
All right. So I think I have a place in Florida myself. It's unfortunately not next to yours. God, how cool would that be?
I
swear to God, like, I'd love to see you run out to your pool in the morning. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, just coming down here from my annual March vacation, Terry.
Actually, I do romp around in my PJs often, and I'm sure much to my neighbor's dismay. But what I'm going to tell you is that, you know, I've often called my home a little cottage, and everyone says, you know, that's not true. It's much bigger than a cottage.
It's very nice.
But it just feels like a warm and welcoming and cozy and wonderful place.
All right,
I love it.
Good. I'm glad. Trust me, they're going to a lot of people are going to go to maketheworldright.com. I know they're going to do this.
WRITE.com.
Now, are you involved at all in WWE anymore? Do you do anything with them at all anymore?
I have not done anything with them for about 4 years.
Your alter?
I have great friends in there, and they will always be my family, but I have not actually been on any programming in 4 years.
And your alter ego, of course, was Marlena. Did Marlena enjoy kicking ass when she was in the ring?
Oh, good heavens. Are you kidding me? Love smoking cigars, love kicking booty. She was much different than I am, but yes, she did.
Now, will we see your fabulous bod on TV or in any capacity anytime soon, or are you just kind of laying low and doing this?
It's interesting that you ask that.
Okay.
I have some things in the works. There are some possible Speed Channel things in the works and some possible Outdoor Channel things in the works. Uh-huh. But we will wait and see what happens.
Okay, good.
There's nothing, you know, etched in stone.
Yeah, you are an absolutely beautiful lady.
Knock out.
And
Knock out.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not a real big WWE person, but I think this is kind of creative and it's kind of fun and it's a win for you and it's a win for whoever gets the house.
Mm-hmm.
What is the date that the big winner will be announced, Terry? Do you have that lined up yet?
We're stopping the contest now on October 5th. The press release is either going out as we speak or it's already out. I'm not sure because, again, I am picking up my child from drama camp.
Right.
And I have my neighbor's child with me. But we're going to award the home on Thanksgiving.
Well, if you were ever...
That was very apropos.
If you ever want to call back when that happens, we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah.
And if you're ever in D.C., come by and see us. And you can even wear your pajamas if you want to come by for our Friday show, which is BYOB, when we just have a party here, okay?
That's how we dress.
You, really quickly, guys, I have to tell you, one of my dearest friends from ages ago is Stanley Kasten.
Oh, Stan Kasten of the Nationals, right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I spoke with Stanley today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you guys have to get on to him because I said, Stanley, I'm doing an interview with these guys at 5:30. He goes, oh, well, I only listen to the Sirius radio, and I don't listen to local radio.
Uh-huh.
You guys have to bust his chops.
Well, you know, he came on this show. He came on the old Don and Mike show a while ago, and I'm going to tell Stan, you know, maybe you ought to listen to a little comedy radio. Maybe his team might win a game in some millennium.
Yes, sell a few tickets, maybe.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Terry, good luck with all of this. It was great having you on. Go take care of the kids and deal with that accident, okay? Thanks for calling.
Be well.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Right
there. Oh, my God. That is a...
Yeah.
Wow.
Very hot lady. Look for pictures of her. Beth Ann will have pictures of Terry up on the MichaelMarishow.com. Right? Already up. They're already up. She's on it, ladies and gentlemen.
House is not bad either.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the house is pretty cute.
Yeah,
I know the type of house it is.
Nice
and,
pool.
You know, hey, the fact is, it's Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's, sure. I love Florida. Yeah. I love that state. I love hanging out down there. It's terrific. And Stan Kasten, screw you. Listen to this show, okay?
That's the way to make friends.
You know what? You listen to this show, and then the team starts winning.
That's
team
right.
Ain't winning right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sell a ticket,
there
maybe.
There you go. When we come back, we'll open up the big audio vault coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.